Welcome to TSOH Weekly. My name is Alex Morris of the TSOH Investment Research Service. With me, as always, Francisco Oliveira of Arlavilo Capital Management. Today's topic is Charter, which made some noise this week at the UBS conference. Maybe start the topic off. I'll start with a quote from CEO Chris Winfrey at the company's December 2022 Investor Day, where he said, "Our goal and expectation is to increase internet net adds starting next year." And he meant that relative to the FY22 net adds of plus 344,000. Fast forward to today, it's looking like the company will probably come in closer to, plus 200,000 or so. So 100 or 150,000 short of kind of where they were originally hoping to be, which isn't the biggest number in the world relative to a base of 31 million customers. But, it's in the short term, it's leading to a little bit of stress among market participants in terms of the trajectory of this business. So, Francisco, where's your head at in terms of, what was said this week, but really what's gone on over the past, 6, 12 months?
No, I think at a macro level, what's happening competitive wise with fiber providers, fixed wireless providers is fairly well known. I think the stock I think react fell like 9% or so in reaction to the CFO speaking at a UBS conference about a month or so removed from earnings. And so if industry dynamics aren't drastically changing and we're some time off from earnings, but not a whole lot of time off from earnings, what's happening? I think my perspective is that there's a little bit of a lost confidence in terms of how management is speaking to investors. And to your point, it's not a huge deal if you missed broadband additions by a little bit in your guidance. It's a company that historically hasn't put guidance out. The first time you kind of give a guidance number like that, you miss by a good amount. So I just see when they reported Q3 earnings, they had a famous Disney dispute that we talked about several episodes ago, and they said that 15,000 broadband customers, they lost 15,000 broadband customers because of that dispute. So they dropped ESPN, and then 15K broadband customers completely changed broadband providers because of it. Where at the end of the quarter, like, hey, it's gonna be difficult to kind of get to that broadband number because October has been weaker, because it just takes time for the call centers to kind of ramp up. They lost those 15K subs pretty quickly. Now the CFO talks, and October was bad, and November has continued to be bad, and partially blamed it on the Disney situation. And when you're 2 months removed from a Disney dispute that lasted, I think, less than 2 weeks, I think the reasoning becomes a little bit questionable and of what's happening. And if I contrast it with a company like Comcast, also a company you know really well, so love your take. They've kind of read the dynamics of what's happening in the marketplace. Like, hey, we're not going to grow broadband subs for the foreseeable future. We're not going to fall off a cliff. We're going to protect our business. We have pricing power, and we're going to continue to move along and grow profits. And they said Q4 broadband numbers are going to be worse than Q3. And when Charter's kind of holding on by these threads, and then October was bad, and then the conference in November was bad, and the explanations are questionable at times, it just you lose a little bit of confidence of what they're seeing in the marketplace, or if they're being completely frank with the investors. Again, like the big industry tectonic moves, I don't think has changed. But I think the messaging from management, I think in particular after you give guidance for the first time doing a big investor day a year ago, just seems to be a little bit off.
Yeah, that's a good place for me to jump in, because it was probably one of the other notable industry specific conferences this week were some of T-Mobile's comments around fixed wireless, which really is the boogeyman right now in terms of what's impacting gross and net adds. That really seems to be where the focal point's at, and they said something that is basically consistent with what they've been saying for the past 6 to 12 months now, which is they really don't know if they have the ability to expand this business beyond kind of the initial expectations they set for the business. So, sure, it's grown quite rapidly in the near term, but the basic argument from Cable's perspective in terms of its long-term competitiveness, I would say that, even some of T-Mobile's commentary is still aligned with that. So it's kind of funny that happens at the same time, but it's a little bit overshadowed by a lot of this, what's happening in the very near term. I think this just happens from time to time with companies, right? Management teams where, to the extent that you don't push back on these things and find yourself talking about them more and more, it kind of just feeds on itself.
Yeah, I think there's many ways to communicate with investors. I think some companies give quarterly guidance, others annual, others don't give guidance. I just think you got to be consistent in what you do and kind of, stick to it. And if you don't mean numbers, right, I'll be frank about it. And typically companies try to put out guidance that they'll beat easily. Usually when there's a big miss, there's something wrong going on. And I just feel like we're seeing in the industry what's happening. And I think Comcast is the biggest example, and Charter's been more aggressive in acquiring wireless subs and expanding their network in rural and adjacent areas. And that's helped their growth. But I think we know what's sort of happening here, and you're seeing competitive threats and competitive pressure. And I don't think they've been, super upfront about that. And I agree, the T-Mobile call, I think a really, really bad scenario is that, T-Mobile is growing their home, fixed wireless internet, home internet business, growing steadily, growing it quickly. And they have a $7 to $8 million subscriber target by the end of 2025. And the CEO basically says this week that their pace of growth is faster than their run rate pace of growth is going to hit the guidance faster, so they don't have to grow as quickly and they can start taking price. Now, I think that's a good sign, and he reiterated that there's a finite level of market that they can acquire. So if you're a cable business, you're seeing that they don't necessarily want to grow as fast and they want to take pricing. I think that's good and healthy if you're a cable investor. But and I think if you're a Comcast, management team, and you're seeing that, you're probably fairly happy. But I think Charter, there's been a divergence of how it's performed relative to Comcast. And I think it's because, management hasn't really been forthright. And Comcast has been, not that these cable companies, saw the thread and talked about fixed wireless quickly, they didn't. But I think Comcast over time has gotten to the realization, right, that it's going to be a tough market to grow. And they're acting accordingly, right? They're using pricing and they're still increasing profits. And we can question whether that's a good strategy or not, but it's their strategy and they're sticking to it. And I think when what you're saying is not adding up to what you're delivering, and that's Charter, I think that's where the confidence is broken out. So I don't know. I think they got to get their messaging cleared up. And I think we all know what's happening in the market, as we said a couple times here, fiber, fixed wireless, right? Acceleration and penetration helped by the pandemic and people working from home, et cetera. But now we got to see how they continue to perform. And they come in next quarter and they're like, hey, December numbers weren't good and the Disney situation still affected it. I think you really have to almost laugh at the type of commentary.
Yeah. And maybe just one final thought for me would be, the thing that investors have lived through here in terms of, we went through a long period, at least in the case of Comcast, I think it was 12 or 13 consecutive years of 1 million+ net adds, and we're at a very different place today. And I think that reality is true for investors, but it's probably also true internally to some extent. And the companies themselves, I think, have been a little bit shocked by what's happened here. And even if all the arguments in FWA ultimately hold true, I mean, the reality of the situation is that T-Mobile and Verizon have collectively added, close to 7 million customers in the past 2.5 years. So that's a lot of volume being taken from somewhere, and where it's coming from is also open to some debate. But I think we're probably short on time to dig more into that today. But we will discuss this topic more in the future, I'm sure.